Chapter 7. A Handsome Stranger. As soon as the evil one had disappeared, Bearskin became quite light-hearted. He went into the nearest town and bought a fine coat. He hired a carriage that was pulled by four white horses. In this carriage, he quickly went to the house of his bride. Nobody there knew him. The father thought he must be an important man. The old man led the handsome stranger in to see his daughters. The stranger was asked to sit down between the first and second daughter. They offered him wine. They gave him the best food to eat. The two girls thought they had never seen anyone so handsome before. At the same time, the bride stood quietly. She was still dressed all in black. She stood with her eyes closed and spoke not a word. The soldier asked the old man if he would give him one of his daughters for a wife. Right away, the first and second sister stood up. They ran to their rooms to put on their prettiest clothes. Each thought she would be chosen. As soon as he found himself alone with his bride, the soldier pulled out his half of the ring. He dropped it into a cup of wine. Then he handed the cup to the youngest daughter. His bride took the cup. She drank it and saw the half ring lying at the bottom. She quickly took out the other half, which she wore around her neck on a ribbon. She held them together. The two halves of the ring joined each other exactly. The soldier said, "I am your groom. You first saw me as Bearskin, but through God's mercy, I have become human again." With these words, he took his bride in his arms and kissed her. At the same time, the girl's two sisters entered the room. They saw the very handsome man. They saw their younger sister in his arms. They also heard that he was Bearskin. Both sisters then ran from the house, screaming in anger.